French forces lead the UN peacekeeping presence in the Democratic Republic of Congo. French foreign legionnaires are also in Ivory Coast. 3 years ago, Britain sent troops to Sierra Leone, and as we'll hear in a moment, the U.S. has been urged to send troops to Liberia. What are the obligations of Western powers to the African countries from which their departure was deemed so vital not all that long ago? Saleh Booker is Executive Director of Africa Action in Washington, D.C. He says Africans have tried to solve their own problems and that regional peacekeeping efforts can work.
I think that's still very much on the agenda. The problem is there hasn't been the effective development of such regional either rapid deployment forces or peacekeeping forces. In West Africa, however, Nigeria did lead the creation of something known as ECOMOG, which did in the end intervene in Liberia in the early 90s when the United States, faced with a similar conundrum, refused to intervene. Elsewhere in Africa, there's not a Central African Regional Force or Southern Africa Regional Force, but I think that is the long-term vision.
But even in West Africa, this form of response doesn't seem to be taken seriously in dealing either with Sierra Leone or Ivory Coast or Liberia in this decade. It doesn't seem to work anymore.
Well, the West African states have been certainly making an effort to be involved in all three of the cases you mentioned. And, of course, ECOMOG was effectively involved in Sierra Leone before the British came. So they have, you know, borne the brunt of a lot of the hard work in key countries like Liberia and Sierra Leone in the past. I think, and a lot of that has been borne by Nigeria. Now, I think there's a certain reluctance on the part of Nigeria to play that role, to cover those costs. And they're sort of holding out, saying, no, the U.S. and Britain and others ought to share this burden.
What is so different about the African attitude toward European colonial powers, or in the case of Liberia, the unique relationship between Liberia and the United States, that seems to be absolutely different from the way people in the Middle East or in Asia would regard the return of troops from a former colonial power?
Well, I think some of it is born from desperation. It's not without ambivalence. There's certainly in Sierra Leone many critics of the British role, and many feel that there is still a imperial agenda here. The French interventions in Africa have been highly controversial, but nevertheless, you have in a country like Ivory Coast a willingness on the part of both the government and rebels to accept French intervention, and they see it simply as in their larger interest.
Is it possible that what we're seeing in Africa is the development of some regional powers, South Africa, Nigeria, that exercise what we commonly assume are the powers of sovereignty, including having a regional policy, let's say, and dispatching troops nearby when needed, and that many other areas are really going to exercise something far short of that, and these are really not countries in the sense that countries elsewhere in the world are?
Well, that's certainly true. There are several powerhouses emerging in Africa, Nigeria and South Africa being the most obvious. Kenya has an opportunity, finally, to become one. And, of course, in the real long term, one should understand that the Congo, in the heart of Africa, has to become a stable country that can serve as an anchor for that sub-region. And I think that's the key, that in each sub-region, it's important for at least one powerful country, powerful economically, militarily, to play a leadership role in trying to anchor stability in the region. But even then, they will still require support from the larger international community and the UN Peacekeeping Office.
Mr. Booker, thanks for talking with us once again.
Thank you for having me.
Saleh Booker, who is Executive Director of Africa Action, spoke to us from Washington, D.C.